Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Things will probably be quite a bit different than they used to be as we emerge from the restrictions imposed by the pandemic. This has a lot of people quite worried. Is there anything we can do to make this new birth as beneficial as possible for everyone? Let's consider the case of the biblical character Job. His world changed drastically. In a very short period of time, he lost his family, except for his wife. He lost all his livestock, too. To make things even worse, he got very sick. He wasn't at all happy, and he couldn't figure any of this out. The friends who tried to comfort him were really of no help either. But, as the Bible puts it, "In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly." That's really a key to how everything finally worked out for Job. Throughout his ordeal, he steadfastly maintained his innocence, affirming he was a good guy who hadn't done anything to deserve all this misfortune. His friends disagreed, saying he must have done something really bad and that God was punishing him. But Job wouldn't hear it. He knew he was innocent. That innocence, that refusal to identify himself as a sinner, led to Job getting the answers he needed directly from God. He discovered God and the good we associate with God were in control. He once again got a family and livestock, and he was cured too. May we all maintain our innocence and prosper too. Amen.